and now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Josh Cordell. He's the author of a book called With Changes Everything, which when I first look at this, Josh, are we speaking English here? Tell us what that means exactly. I mean, I know because I know what the book is about, but when I first saw it, I was like, uh-oh. Josh is having a stroke. He's got word salad going on. Tell us about the title.
Oh, okay. So funny story. When I started writing this book, it was called Walking and Talking with Teens.
Okay.
And literally no one told me that was a good title. Every single person that I brought it up was like, oh, okay, yeah. And so we realized as we got into the editing process and we were talking to publishers and having those conversations, it needed a new title. And the word that just kept coming up was with.
Right.
And so we want to just put the emphasis on this is all about being with. This is a book that is just a guide on how do you be with people.
That's cool. That's cool. It's online now, right? You can buy it from Amazon.
Yep. You can buy it from Amazon. You can find it by searching Amazon or going to my website, joshcordell.com. It'll be in bookstores and around town really soon. We're early in the process, but that's happening this month. So that'll be really fun.
Tell me about this. It says here, what 5,000 walks with teens taught me about trust, connection, and presence. Was it really 5,000 walks? How did you get in 5,000 walks?
Yeah, so 9 years ago, I started a life coaching and mentoring business for young people. And it initially started out as sitting down at a coffee shop and asking questions and sitting across from each other. And it evolved into going for a half-hour walk. And I found this loop from Thump Coffee over on the west side that I walk. It's a half hour loop from door to door, basically, for coming right back. And I just started walking this lap with kids. And I keep a spreadsheet because these are my clients and we're keeping track of everything. And over a year ago, I hit 5,000 laps. And so I also have clients who are, we do phone calls or FaceTime, that sort of thing. But the walking side by side with someone is just a special thing. And so the book is about what I've learned from that experience.
Well, we don't want to give away exactly what you learned, but as far as the big umbrella, what do you think is the most surprising thing to people that you learned from these walks?
How easy it is to open up to someone when there's trust and when there's a destination. You know you've only got a half hour and you're just going for a walk and you don't have to look each other in the eye and you're just talking about kind of normal, casual stuff. And then that really gives you a place to feel like someone's with you and to open up. And to share the important things. And so I've been surprised at just what can come from someone truly trusting you and knowing that you're with them.
Who should read this? Who's this book for?
Well, I initially wrote it for parents and coaches and mentors and youth pastors, anyone who had a young person in their life. And then the very first review I got from a friend, they said, oh, this is actually a marriage book. I'm going for a walk with my wife tonight, and I'm going to follow some of these prompts. And so, honestly, you know, it's kind of too broad to say it's for everyone, but it's for everyone, Dave. It's
okay.
it's just a tool to help us connect, but really it's written for people who have teenagers in their lives.
How long have you lived here?
I have lived in Bend since 1984.
Okay. I was just wondering, are we dealing with a local guy here? We are.
We are born in Salem, moved to Bend in 84, back when there was about 15,000
right.
of us in Bend,
right.
I think.
Yeah. And you never moved away. You like it here.
I love it here. I've lived a couple of seasons away in various places, Southern California and Hawaii for a season. But I love Bend. I can't think of a better place.
When we read this and about these walks that you took, I mean, these are our neighbors that you were walking with. Right?
Yeah.
This is definitely a Central Oregon thing we're looking at.
It really is. Yeah, there's someone that I walked with that you're connected to in some way. If you're in Central Oregon and you read this book, there's a section at the end of the book where I have some of the young people I walked with share their stories of just why it worked and why we do this thing. And you probably, I just had them give their initials, but you're probably either related to one of them or you know them in some capacity if you live here.
It's not a huge book. It's a small paperback that I'm looking at here. And I like that. I mean, who reads anymore?
Yeah, well, I wanted to write something that people would read.
Right.
I wanted to write something that people would read. I love books, and I often get a third of the way through a book, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like,
sure. I've already got the point.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me anymore. And so my goal was that this would be something that you'd read. And one of the amazing things I didn't expect that I've been hearing from people is that they've read it a second time. That they read it, they were able to sit down and read it, like, you know, pretty straightforward in a short amount of time. And so now they're reading it a second time because I don't waste any words in it. I'm not that kind of, I don't have enough words to fill a big book. And so I try to get to the point and then get to the next point. And I know everyone has only so much time.
Yeah, it looks like an easy read. It really does.
But well, and I write at about a sixth grade level, so that makes it easy for everyone.
For everyone to read. Yeah. Would you recommend, I mean, are the teens, should they be reading this as well?
Yeah, so that's another thing that's been amazing. I really have been shocked at the response and the fact that all of the teens I know have been reading it and enjoying it. And one of a teen came to me the other day and he said, hey, I read your book and one of my friends told me something really heavy the other day, and I thought about your book, and I just simply said, hey, thanks for sharing that with me. And I didn't try to solve their problem, and I just tried to be present with them. And so, yeah, it's for teens also.
Is that one of the valuable lessons from this book, is sometimes someone just needs to be heard. They don't want you to fix it. They might just need someone to know about it.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. And I mean, it's shocking how much not only that people just want to be heard, but also talking through things often solves people's problems without you having to give them some sort of solution.
Sure.
You know, they often have the answer within them. And when they talk it through and you can hear it and then ask follow-up questions, you know, tell me a little more about that. It's amazing that you come to a point often in a conversation where someone's like, hey, I'm glad we worked this out. I feel really good about it. And you're like, yeah, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I just listened.
I just listened.
Sometimes that's all it takes, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're talking to my friend Josh Cordell. He's written a book called With Changes Everything. You can get it on Amazon. It'll be hitting bookstores at some point.
Yeah, this month it will be in bookstores and a few local shops. And so you can go to joshcordell.com and I'll update as it becomes available in different stores.
Audiobook coming soon, too. Now, you're friends with an actor that we all know.
Yeah. So this is amazing. I'm so excited about this. So Eric Close is an amazing guy who lives here in Bend, a good friend. He best known for Nashville and Suits and various other shows. He was in the movie American Sniper. He's just an incredible guy. And he and I listen to a lot of the same audiobooks. And so we'll recommend books to each other. And he offered to read this book. And so it's recorded and it's being edited right now. And so you don't have to hear my voice. You get to hear Eric Close's voice, which is so much better than mine.
All right. With Changes Everything is the name of the book. The author is Josh Cordell. My friend, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Next time you're in, I want to talk about this thing you do with a burger. Is it every week?
Every single Friday.
Every Friday you eat a burger. And report on it.
And I haven't missed a Friday in over 3 years.
That is bizarre. I expect you to be much larger than you are.
Well, I actually did this to cut down on my burgers. I was eating too many burgers in a week.
So now I just do one a week. That's great. I want to go on one of your burger adventures sometime.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
That sounds good. Okay, so people can go to the website right now and learn more. Josh, what's the website?
joshcordell.com.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.